the halacha, the eved ivri is the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. We learned yesterday. It's also sugis and kedushin starts tapidaram abeis. It goes through dafav beis and abeis. Sugis of eved ivri. Eved ivri is pashut a yid who sold for a slave to be an eved. He has to do whatever the master tells him. And the Torah says that you have to treat him a kovet. He's not a yid, but he's an eved. And eved ivri is one of two cases. Is what the Gemara calls Moch Atzmai, and Eved sells himself. Pashut, he's a big Ani, as the Torah says, Ki Yomach Chichi Imach. He's a great star of man, he needs money, and he sells himself. The only way to make money is he sells himself to be an Eved. The other way is Machru Bezdin. Bezdin sells him. The case is, the Torah says, V'nimka B'gnevasai. If somebody steals, and he gets caught, and he spent the money already, but Bezdin passed him, so he has to pay back the Nignav, and he has no money, he has no assets, so they sell him. They sell the ganav, and the proceeds from the sale they give to the person he stole from. Only on the keren, not for the kefil, but he has to pay back, and the only way to pay back is to sell him. It's the whole sugya that Yidal Mabez, the machlokes tanoim, is any chluk edinim between a moich atzmai and mechru bezdin. It's also in Rambam, Hilchos Avodim goes through this. There's also a third pasha of someone, a moich atzmai to a guy. This normally an eved ivri is an eved sells himself to a yid, but there's also a pasha of an eved that needs the money and he sells himself to a guy. It's also a pasha with gula. But akoponim, standard eved ivri, the Mishnah says that Yidal Mavei is that eved ivri nikna v'kesef u'bishtah. How does an eved ivri become an eved ivri? He becomes an eved ivri, but the kinyan is v'kesef u'bishtah. The koina atzmai, and he goes out. B'shonim v'yevul b'gurin kesef. And how does he go out? He goes out. B'shonim means 6 years. And eved ivri is there's a custom that he's only sold for 6 years. And the second way is he goes out b'yevul in case yevul comes within the 6 years. Let's say he sells himself two or three years before yevul. When it comes yevul, he also goes free. And the third way is the gurin kesef. Gurin kesef means he pays back the money that he was bought in. Let's say he comes across some money, he can always buy himself back. And the Torah calls Giroin Kesef because he can deduct the time that he worked. Just to use round numbers, let's say he was sold for 6 years for 6,000 miles. After 4 years, if he wants to buy himself back, he only has to pay 2,000 because he worked 4 years. So we figure out the ratio, and that's what he asked for. That's Giroin Kesef. So again, that's the Mishnah, that he's coined himself with Shonim, Yevil, and Giroin Kesef. The Braisa says also it's on Shtar. Another way that he can come out is, we shouldn't talk about why the Mishnah doesn't say it, but another way is he could go out is with a Shtar. A simple Shtar Shikra, the Master gives him a Shtar Shikra. Shtar is saying that he's free. Taisus and Kedushin after Zayim Aram is Machadish, you have to go through the whole Sugi and the whole Taisus, but Taisus comes out with a Chiddush that another way in Eved Ivri goes free is with Hefka. If the Master, the owner, says his Mafka is Eved, then the Eved could be Zeichin himself. The Eved could be Zeichin himself in the Hefka, and he goes free. That's his chiddush. Fact of Pnei Shuv. What? That works by Derech Tanaim or Eved Ivri? Right. Okay. According to Shmuel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to go through the whole thesis, but basically, right. But this is saying, basically, this is Mechadish that Eved Ivri. It's a fair Shigemara that Hefka helps by Eved Kanani, but this is Mechadish that works by Eved Ivri also. Eved Ivri, you can be mafki and he goes free. So effectively, Shura Kasha, when the Mishnah says in Perikvav, Mishnah Aleph, and the Gemara brings it down in Bamatzia, the Flamel Beis, and other places, is a halacha, Machoyes Beshan Beisinal, but we pass like Beisinal, that Hefkan Anim, Bling Hashim, does not help, it's not good. Hefk has to be Hefkan Lachol. Hefk has to be if you mafk something to everybody. If you specify the only being mafk is something for Anim, for poor people to take, but you're not being mafk for Hashim, that's not a good hefka. We learn it out from Shemitah. Because just like the hefka by Shemitah is a hefka for everyone, we don't discriminate, we don't differentiate between poor people, rich people, everyone can take the Shemitah. The same thing, hefka has to be hefka for everyone. If you differentiate, it's only hefka for certain people, not for these people, like you're holding back some for yourself, that's not hefka. The main effect of Neshu Akasha, this hefka, when you bring mafka in Eved Ivri, who are you bring mafka in for? Who could take him? Mechayra, sure, only the Eved Ivri himself could take him. No one else could take from that Hefka. Even if the Eved Ivri would not want to be Zeichin himself. Let's say the person is Machin Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri says, I don't want to be Zeichin myself. I'm still up for grabs. The Hefka remains Hefka. Mechayra, could someone else take that Eved Ivri? Chayav Bnei Yeshua? No. Why? Because there's a Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Avodim, in Perek Daled, Hilchos Avodim also Yud, that an Eved Ivri cannot be sold or given for Matana. A master that buys an Eved Ivri, he cannot take that Eved Ivri and then sell him to someone else, or even give him a Matana to somebody else. What's the Mokad Rambam? They'll talk about this. The Shvei Kesef Mishnah. And the Zera Avram from Nachman Zemba, he shows that it's a Chayav Fesh Gemara in Erech and the Chavches. It says this, he saw Yidrak upon him, that's his Fesh Rambam, and it seems to be Fesh Gemara in Erech and the Chavches, that Eved Ivri cannot be sold, it cannot be given by Matana. Taina B'tnei Yeshua, what is this halacha that you can't sell an Eved Ivri? If you own an Eved Ivri, why can't you sell what you own in him? Why can't you give him Matana? So Taina B'tnei Yeshua, that Mechayr, this halacha says that an Eved Ivri cannot, the ownership of an Eved Ivri cannot be transferred. You can buy an Eved Ivri from the Yisrael, the Ben Chaim himself. The person that sells himself, you can buy him. But once you bought him, you can't transfer that to somebody else. You can't give him a tani, you cannot sell him. There's a guest submission somebody sells that quotes Rav Baga Atayr at the beginning of Pashat Mishpatim that says the reason is because we know the halacha that Eved Ivri doesn't go be Yerusha, doesn't go with the standard Yerusha. So just like you don't really own it to be Moshe, to your Yerushim, the same thing, you don't really own it to sell it to somebody else or to give it over for Matana. But Al Kaponim, we have a halacha that Eved Ivri cannot be sold, cannot be given over Matana. It's a main of Pashat Mishpatim, the same thing, someone else cannot be Zechem in a Hefka. If I can't give the Eved to somebody else, Matana, the same thing I can't do the Shtek either. I can't say it's Hefka and let the other guy take it. It's not going to go over because you cannot transfer. That would be also a way of transferring ownership. By Hefka, you want to be Mafka and let somebody else be Zeche? It doesn't work that way. A person can only be Koyin Eved Ivri if he buys the Eved Ivri direct when the Eved Ivri first went up to sale. But the Tanya of Yeshua, that in this halacha that was saying that Eved Ivri cannot be transferred, that means even by Hefka it won't work. Is the main effect of Yeshua, when you're mafki and Eved Ivri, no one could be zeich in it. The only person that could be zeich in it is David himself. But if the only person who could be zeich is David himself, that's not Hefka on the call. That's like Hefka on the Nimulin Ashirim, so it should not be Hefka at all. Zeich in Yeshua Kasha. And he repeats the kasha in the Kudus Achrin, and he blives Sofian. The Machna wants to answer this kasha like this. He wants to say that this halacha, that Hefkanim Mulin Hashim is not good, that you have to be mafkia to everyone, that's the halacha in the mice of being mafkia. When you mafkia something, you cannot be mishai, you cannot hold back anything for yourself. You have to say, I'm giving it away completely. If you're holding back, I'm saying, no, for you, I'm not being mafkia, that I'm keeping my violence in it, that's not a hefka. It has to be that you're mafkia entirely. But over here, you were mafkir entirely. Over here, by the Eved Ivri, the owner was mafkir, and he didn't hold anything back. He did a complete maisa hefka. The reason why no one else could be zechen it was a davacha garam laws. It's a different problem that no one else can be zechen in Eved Ivri only when he buys it originally from the Yisrael when he went up to sale. It's like a zaitika problem, but the hefka was a complete maisa hefka. That's his teretz. The whole problem of Hefka Nimul Hashim is in the Maisa Hefka. But from the Maisa Hefka, you were mafka completely, you didn't leave anything back, even though it was a different Zaitika problem, that's not a Chesaron of the Hefka.
Should be able to
mask
him
for a while. Well, it's only
trade. He doesn't have that king. So yeah. How can he even mask it to the Eved Ivri?
According to Rabbah, I guess it doesn't take so much violence to give it back to just do a small basiluk. It doesn't take so much violence
then,
of whatever violence he had, and then the Eved Ivri is there for himself. Okay, but the Maisa that seems to be that wasn't shvad that the Eved Ivri could be there for himself. The only kasha was, the Peshu's kasha was, no one else could be Zerichah, so it's not Hefka to everyone. And for the Machna, that the din of Hefka and Lekol just means you have to be Mafka Lekol. And that he did. If the Lemaisa, people can't be Zerichah, that's his Zaitika problem. Lemaisa was Pshan to Yeshua. And what's the Machaikas over here? So the Machaikas over here is, I was thinking, the Machaikas over here is, what's the Gzeris HaKosav that we learn out, what's the Gzeris HaKosav that Hefka has to be Hefka Lekol, we learn out from Shemitah? The Machna learns the Gzeris HaKosav is in the Maisa Hefka. The Maisa Hefka has to be that you mafka you completely. You're not holding back anything. But the Pnei Yeshua, you could say, he doesn't learn what's going on the Maisa Hefka. Pnei Yeshua learns what's going on the Nifal, on the Tetzah, meaning what came out of it. Pnei Yeshua holds that Hefka Lekol means has to be Hefka Lekol. What came out of it has to be Mufka to everybody. And what's the machlekes? So it's thinking the machlekes shachari should be telling you the famous machlekes by Yosef and the Mabit. Mechas Chinuch brings it down in Mitzvah Pedalad Aisarif. The Mabit and Samarit also, their shita is that by Shemitah, it's an afkata the Malka, they call it. It's an automatic hefka. When it comes to the seventh year, all the fields automatically become hefka. You don't have to have a person get up and be mafka his field, a mafka my field. It's automatically hefka. It's automatically mutt, and everyone's allowed to go in. The basis is chalak. The basis is held that the mitzvah of the Torah is everyone should be mafka their field. They have to go up and say, my field is hefka, everyone's allowed to come in. In case somebody's not mafka his field on Shemitah, it's not hefka. In case someone's not mafka his field on Shemitah, he'll be over mitzvah saseh. He's about to mitzvah saseh, but if anyone goes in and takes the food, he's a ganav. He's not going to do that. So, as a mela, according to the Beis Yosef, that you could say that Makna holds like the Beis Yosef. That since we're going to have the whole din of Hefka and Anim and Shim is learned out from Shemitah, you could say that we learn out from the Maisa Hefka of Shemitah. According to Beis Yosef, there's a Maisa Hefka. Just like according to Beis Yosef, what would be the mitzvah of Hefka by Shemitah? The Hefka of Shemitah would be to be mafka to everybody. So just like by Shemitah, the mitzvah to be mafka to everybody, the same thing, we learn out that every Hefka has to be that you did a Maisa to be mafka to everybody. But for Neshu, you could say, like the Mabit and the Marit, that there is no Maisa Hefka by Shemitah. By Shemitah, it's automatic. I forgot the Malka. As a man, there's nothing to learn out for the Maisa Hefka. The whole limud would be from what happened over here. What was hefka? And Yeshua says, the mice over here wasn't hefka in the whole. It should not be hefka to everybody. That's his kasha. The mice of Tosis that does say that hefka will work by an evidivi will be a raya, like the hamakna. That does work. I mean, not like the Yeshua. But Yeshua is asking a kasha, why does that hefka work? The stipler was being right that the makna svar that the makna holds the ikka is totally in that in the maisa hefka. The ikka of hefka nimul and ashim is that your maisa hefka was for everybody. You want mashiach. It doesn't make a difference what happened. What happened afterwards is not your business, not your problem. All you had to do was that you were mafka to everybody. It doesn't make a difference later on what happened. He wants to bring a right to it because the Gemara says in Mamasiyah of the Chalmud Amvez, the whole famous mice over there, that if you're mafkia for the whole world, except for one person, even one person you hold back, you say, for you it's not hefka, that's not hefka. You see, the din of hefka l'kol means, you have to, remember the Gemara in England says, that you have to be mafkia for everybody. If you hold back even for one person, it's not hefka for everyone. There's a main effect of this type of kashik this. Just think about this. What if you had one person in the world who made a neder, was muda hanah, from moving to the chosin. One person who made a ned, he's not going to be have enough from moving to the chosin. There's a Chubis Rajba in Sima Tafresh Beis that the sheet is that a person who makes a ned not to have enough from somebody cannot be zeucha from that person's hefka also not. When Ruvain is mafkirit, you can't go be zeucha, you can't even be koinet. Why can't you just be koinet? Just be koinet and don't have enough from it. You won't be able to be a So I was thinking that could be like Rishainim, the Ksais, famous Ksais in Sima Tavav, Sifat Beis. The Macheshes and the first sim in Chagam Sim and Alf speaks about Barichas that is an Ari Shem that hold that something that's Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. But anything that's Bahal Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. There's a Mingla that can be shown in this Rajba. The Rajba holds that if this Asa Bahano for you, if you made a Ned, this Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. There's a Mingla, we have a Rajba that holds that if a person makes a Ned, you cannot be Kaina. So if a person made a Ned that he's not going to have any enough for moving, would that mean that moving cannot be Maske as the Chosim? You want to say that Reuven wants to be mafkia his field or his watch or any of his chafetzim is a sad hefka because there's one guy in the world who cannot be koinet. So you're going to go say because of him Reuven can never do hefka because it can never be hefka l'kol. Type of side, you can't say such a thing. It must be the Teretz says because really Reuven is being mafkia in l'kol and it's a davar gram law. It's just that this is Isaac is after this guy has a problem with his nezid. That's not a problem. Which is the chur like the hamakna svar. The chur is the klai right the hamakna because. What? What? Oh, let's say it's a Ned al Das Rabin that you cannot be showing on. I was thinking that, but let's say it's Shachar. Let's say it's a Ned you cannot be showing on, right? But he cannot be Zechin it. According to the Rajm, there's no Kenyan.
It's not going to be a Zechin.
But it's still not really pretty. Yeah, or Hefka Nimul Hashim means that you can take it even though you can't be Koine. Yeah, but normally there's enough that you cannot be Zeichen. Achaya, you can't be Koine. I was thinking different chilak. I was thinking maybe the chilak is like this. That the time for the Tnei Shua, at least the Tnei Shua holds, the chilak is like this. Rather than the Stipus case, that would be a Dova Achim Garmla. That Neda would be a Zayt Gazach, would be a Zayt Gazach, and you would not, and that would definitely be considered your Machin Chol, and even the Tetzah, really it is Mufka for everyone. It's just that the Maisa, when you come to pick it up, you can't pick it up because you have a Neda, and you cannot be Zayt in it. But by the Eved Ivri, it's not Mamshe Zayt Gazach, it's inherent in the thing that's being Mufka. It's a din in the Eved, the Zachki being Mufka itself is something that no one could be Zaycha in. That's not Dov Acham Gamla. That's what Tnei Shua hold. Not like the disciple. Tnei Shua hold. But Tnei Shua be moved to the disciple's case, so that would definitely be Heftilko. But over here, the Eved Ivri, since it's a din and the thing that you be mafke that no one could be Zaycha in, that's the Tnei Shua's kasha. That's not called a Zayt Gazach. That's the chesaron in the tiktsa of the Hefka or the Maisa Hefka. Maybe even in the Maisa Hefka. Maybe he even holds like the Hamakla. Even the Maisa. That you won't mafke a thing that no one could be Zaycha in. That's not called a Hefka to begin with. That'll be a teretz for the Pnei Shua. And the ikkadin of the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is ain't other than yachal limka. He starts with an amavir. Ain't other than yachal limka amavir. But like nitlan gishacha, bein rochik bein kariv. The mochay nothing less aklon. Person cannot sell or give an amavir to anyone, and if he does, nothing happens. The mechira or the matanah nachal. Shnei malam nachin layim shogam mochay b'gadlei ba. The Torah says, "Fesh pasuk lam nochi no yimshol ngamochi." You cannot sell an amavir. But then the Rambam is mechadish v'chein neved ivri. Same thing by neved ivri. L'yochel ngamochi lachol ilutnei. You cannot sell it to anyone else. So everyone which is in the Rambam, the Torah says by amavir, and Torah says the reason why because he was in a way married in amavir. He's supposed to be miyayda. He's supposed to marry her really. In a way, when he bought her, he it was inherent that implied that he had a kechayid. But the Torah does not say by Eved Ivri you cannot sell. So where's Rambam learn this out from? Because the Mishnah does want to say that it's a hekesh. We find the Gemara many things with makish Eved Ivri tamavriya. He wants to say it's a hekesh. Even though there's one Gemara's Mishnah that maskana we don't make such a hekesh. But that's what the Ges Mishnah wants to say. And we said before the Ges Mishnah someplace else wants to say b'shem d'ral bag that it works. It's a svara. That if you cannot be make Yerusha, there's no Yerusha on Eved Ivri, there's no Kayach to sell neither. But then the Rambam continues. The Rambam says it's not the Rambam. V'yirali. Whenever the Rambam says V'yirali, it's his own Chiddush. It's not a Gemara. The Rambam says V'yirali shem lihutzuch hakos of lasa dovaze ba'oma el v'nei sheyesh on liyad v'benoid. Nachach ne'em agam nachim layim shem amachar. The Rambam is saying, really, the Torah just had to say the halacha by Eved Ivri and not by Yom Aviyah. But the only reason Torah had to say it, and I guess we were learning now on Maria from Eved Ivri, the Torah said by Eved Ivri. And the only reason Torah said by Maria is because it's extra chiddush. Because you might think that maybe only in Eved Ivri you can't sell. But on Maria, since the Torah gave you koyach to miyad at Lebanoid, the special halacha on Maria, when you buy on Maria, you can always be miyad, you can always marry her. Anytime you want, you just say her yat miyad asleep. Shayan Gemara, they say Moish Rishonis Kedushin Nitnu Dafites, that the original money you gave to buy her will be the Kedushin, or was it not the original money that the Kedushin is? It's a Stam Halacha that Amavir you can make your wife. The Torah also says the Chiddush Yikimiyad Abnoi, you can make it your son's wife. So since the Torah gave you a Koyach to make it your son's wife also to somebody else, that's why you have a half means that Amavir you could sell also. You seem to have extra Koyach on you, so you could sell also. And that's what Torah said over here. But what's the Ges Mishnah Kasha? What's the Rambam saying that the Torah could just said it by Eved Ivri and you only had to say it by Mavriya to the extra Chiddush? The whole Ikalim is from Mavriya. It's not from Eved Ivri. So the Ges Mishnah brings down that there's another pasuk. There's a pasuk in Pasht Bahar. The pasuk says, "Lo yimachu memkaris avid." Don't sell an Eved Ivri a sale of an Eved. So what does that mean? So the Ges Mishnah is saying that itself is telling us this halacha. You cannot sell an Eved Ivri. And Meila, that's what I'm saying. That really the main halacha is said by Eved Ivri. So you mock from him karas avid. And the only reason Torah had to give an extra pasuk of lam nafin lo yimshol by Amavi is because you might think that Amavi could be sold. But this Ges Mishnah is a shver. First of all, the Ges Mishnah is a kustir. Because Ges Mishnah started off saying that the limit of Ivri is going to have a mom of Ivri with Ekish. And now he's saying the other way, that the main limit is from this pasuk in Bahar, by Ivri itself. And the real kasha on the guest of mission is because the Rambam Pergamon talks about the Malcha Hey that has a whole different drasha from this pasuk of Lo Yimachum Karsavit. He teaches the pasuk of Lo Yimachum Karsavit the way Rashi Chumash teaches. It's Teretz Kainim that says Lo Yimachum Karsavit B'Hachroza Kan Yesh Eve Limka B'Nai Midem Eleven Halakach. This is Rashi Chumash comes also. The halacha Lo Yimachum Karsavit is a special halacha. Don't sell them in Derech Bizayin. You should sell them without COVID. But Nebuchadnezzar, people would get up, make an announcement, we have a slave facility, wants to buy this guy, strong guy, good slave, you know, put him on the sale block, they had something was called a sale block. That's what they used to do for Nebuchadnezzar. But for Nebuchadnezzar, it's her saying, you have to do more without COVID. Do it bitzina, do it privately, go to somebody, sashtil, very quietly, see, and whisper to him, we have an ever for sale over here, do it more without COVID. As a man of the Ram is learning that this pasuk for this halacha, that the sale of an Eved Ivri has to be derech Kavod. How could you say that the Ram on this halacha, they're using this pasuk, teaching the main halacha in Eved Ivri is not for sale? That's what Shreva discussed the Mishnah. The other kasha is if we're learning from this pasuk not that you cannot sell them with derech Zion, so how could the Ram say it's mashmah that you could sell them with derech Kavod? So what's the Rambam saying afterwards? It cannot sell Eved Ivri at all. So that tells us Pashat. That the first Rambam that says you should not sell Derech Bizayin means the original Mechira. The first Mechira when you sell, even that first when the Yisrael sells himself, that should be Derech Kavod. Don't do it B'Fahesi, do it B'Tzina. But the second Mechira, that's the Rambam's Chiddush, that you cannot sell at all. So what's the Mokka? The Ikka Mokka is either the Hekish, from Am Nochin Limshul, we never remember it. What the Ikamak is like Ravag is saying, it's a svara that Torah says you can't be married. There's no kerch mechir in something you cannot be married. But a mokka in Shas for the Rambam, where the Rambam got this from, that we said before, Nachman Zemba says in Zer Avram, Simach Chav Gimel Eischas, he brings down some more in Erech and Nachal Ches. So you're looking at Chav Fesh Gemara. The Gemara talks about Chemi Hektish. One of the ways to be Makdish to Hektish is called the Noshin of Chayrim. So it's a type of hektish, basically it's a pretty standard hektish, but it's Moloshon of Chayrim. But the Gemara says, Yochel Yachem Odom Benoyu Bitoy Avle V'Shevchosei Ivrim. I would think a person could be Machrim his son, his daughter, his slave, and his Shevcha Ivrim, Eved Ivri or Maria. He could be Makdash at the hektish. Can make a Chayrim. Tamolayim Behema. The Torah says, by the din of Chayrim, that when you give somebody the hektish, gives an example of Behema. Ma Behema Yeshev Shusel Moichu, just like a Behema Yeshev Shusel to sell, that's what you could be Machrim. Of course, it's just a meicha. The same thing, everything ever is just to be meicha, and that comes to lafuki to be yitzei a benoy bitoy avde v'shachasi evim that you can, since you can't sell them, you can't be machim them. Time nachm zemba. You see from this gemara, the gemara them done for davar pashit. The gemara doesn't even say where you got it from. Just enough for davar pashit. You cannot sell and never give you a number via. And even if it's for kasha on the guest of mishnah, why does it bring this makkah? But the teretz is The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is coming to give this Gemara. You see the halacha, but you don't see what the reason, what the makar is of the Gemara. And the Kesef Mishnah is coming to explain what the makar of the Gemara is. And that's because the Mishnah says three reasons: either the Rabag's reason, you cannot be merish, or we're going to have a hekish from Namnach and Yimsho of Maria, or the third reason, which is Shver, he's going to say from the pasuk of La Yimka Yimachru Mkaris Ovid, which is Chayr Shver, because the Rambam means that drash for something else. I was thinking, you could have another reason why you can't sell an Eved Ivri, because to somebody else, because the whole din of Kinyan of Eved Ivri is a chiddush. Every Kinyan of an Eved Ivri is a drasha in the Gemara Daki Dalam of Beis Kedushin. The Gemara has to learn now that you can be kind of an Eved Ivri b'kesef. The Gemara has to learn now from a drasha you can be kind of an Eved Ivri b'shtah, how you kind of an Eved Ivri. And all the drashas are to be kind of an Eved Ivri by giving kesef to the person himself. When you give money to the Yisrael, he becomes your Eved. When you give a shtah, becomes your Eved. We don't have such a drasha that if you give kesef or shtah or something to the other master, that should be a Kenyan. Maybe that's why there's no pasha. We have no kesef. The whole concept of owning another person is a chiddush. So maybe the whole chiddush and chiddush. The whole chiddush is only what the Torah says. So that should be a pasha reason. The Achreinim will shtel on the Rambam.
It
says which pasuk?
I mean, he brings a
pasuk.
The Rambam himself brings a
pasuk
that you can't sell
without it. No, he doesn't bring a pasuk. He brings about Mavriya. He says, Bechein Eved Ivri. He doesn't explain where Eved Ivri comes from. Right. Eved Ivri comes from. He says, Bechein Eved Ivri, right.
No,
yeah.
It's the time.
So what do you mean? We need a pasuk. Right. And also, there's another kashya Elias. The Rambam says that in mocha nasa matana leyasaklum. If you gave it away from matana, you didn't do anything. And so the Achrenim will ask, nice, why not? Maybe you did it in a barrier, but why is this in the Bechir Chal? So they want to say that this could be, as the cloud, the Gemara says in Tamur, that's the only answer they have. The Torah said, don't do it, so Yavale Mahani. Which we know whether that cloud is, has many, many, Yetzim in a cloud, many exceptions to it. So you have to really work it out with all the exceptions. But the way I'm saying, this would be a very simple reason why Lo Yosav Lo Klum. Because there's no concept of owning another Yid. You can't own somebody, only the Derech Torah said. And the whole Chiddush of the Torah was, you make a Kinyan by giving the Kesef straight to the Eved. The Teretz is why the Achrenim all don't say this, and they all ask this Kasha, why is it Masha Asay is
Eni Yossi? The
I want to say a little bit different. I want to say the whole chiddush of the Torah is maybe to make him an Eved Ivri. To make him an Eved Ivri, to be Tishbi Chaloi, changing Yid into an Eved Ivri, that's what the Torah is Machadish. You have to have this special Kenyan of Kesef and Shtar direct to the person, to make him. But once the veteran, once he is already an Eved Ivri, then already he's Nechasim like all the Nechasim. Then already he should be Poshet that he should be able to change this. Sell them one to the next. That you don't need the chiddush of the Torah. It's a mingla. That's where you need all the other psukim. Be the Nam Nochin Nimshal or Hekesh or Layim Ocher Avid Nukeres Avid or the Rabak Zidin. And that's why the Chayim will ask if it's just one of these halachas. These are various. So the why is it Mashal Sein El Sein? That's what they have to come onto the reason of Kumusam Nachman Mesabi Yevon Amani. A little more, but deeper now.